Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says there is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. These next 2 minutes of silence are yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to receive the Word of God. Wade into this passage. Allow yourself to soak in the words. After the first reading, I will repeat the passage a few additional times. Eugene Peterson says this practice moves us from looking at the words of a text to entering the world of the text. What does God have for you in this passage from the first chapter of James? Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Joy in trials doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us, God, but we know that you have a different perspective. Our struggles are an opportunity for you to shape us, to form perspective within us, so that we might be mature and whole, living fully as the people you created us to be. May it be so in our lives today. Amen.